everybody, and welcome back to the Be Radical Make Music Podcast with me, Rosie Burns. Okay, so today's the 1st of August. It's Tuesday. Usually the episodes come out on a Thursday, but today's a little bit different because I am starting a personal challenge today. So I am doing No Sugar August. And also today's a celebration because it marks my 1 year of quitting alcohol, which I'm as surprised as anybody else would be. And so the reason I'm doing this No Sugar Challenge, though, is even though I quit alcohol a year ago, I've not felt loads better. The reason I quit alcohol was because I wanted to be more energetic and just feel better in my body. But I think I sort of substituted it with sugar and a lot of fast food. And so I still want to feel better. I want to have more energy. I want to feel more in control of my life. I want to feel more alive. And so I've decided to commit to this challenge for the month of August to try and achieve those things. And I really want to do this. I want to change my behavior to be more in alignment with the person I want to be. I have a vision of myself where I wake up in the morning and I feel great instead of waking up in the morning and feeling achy, full of pains, groggy and tired, which is how I've been feeling recently. And there's a great quote by James Clear. He said in Atomic Habits that every action you take is a vote for the person you wish to become. And I really resonate with that. And I vote every day. Every action we take is a vote. So if you are there and you're wanting to be a songwriter, let's say you have this dream of being a full-time songwriter, of that being your career one day, then every day, how are you voting with your actions? Are you writing music? If you're not writing music, that's still a vote. That's a vote towards the person you want to become. And so for me, I want to be someone with more energy, more focus, a stronger body, more clarity, because I want to do really cool things. I want to grow my business. I want to release my second album. I want to go on tour again. I want to be out in the world more than I am right now, and I need more energy for that. And so I'm voting, starting today. Today's day one of voting for this version of me that I want to become. And so this experience, though, I mean, it's got such a parallel to music and to songwriting. I'm thinking about your songwriting for a moment. Imagine that you sign up for a 5-day songwriting challenge with me, right? Because I've got one of these challenges coming up in September. And if you want to come on board, some of you have already done it with me. Firstly, if you show up to these challenges and you don't really know why you're doing it, something inside you feels like it's what you want. And we all get those instinctual experiences, right? You'll see a Facebook ad or maybe I talk about it on this podcast and you think, yeah, I want that. But if you're not really sure of why you want it and who you want to be after it, then maybe you will put all of your eggs in the basket of just completing the challenge. It's like if I get to the end of August and I've not had any sugar, but I still don't have any energy and I still don't feel focused and I still don't feel clear, but I did complete the challenge, I'm still going to feel rubbish. Because the why of doing the challenge is more important than the challenge itself. And so if you were to come on a 5-day challenge with me and complete every day and show up every day, but be totally stressed out, which is a very common experience, and feel like you're still somehow failed at this, then ultimately the challenge could actually have been a worse thing than if you were to just go on with what you're doing. So the point of these challenges, it's not the challenge itself. It's about that feeling how you want to feel at the end of the challenge. And you really need to state your intentions to be able to do this and be dedicated to those intentions. And those intentions come from you. They come from within. They come from who you are in the world and who you want to be and what you feel about things. And through all that information, you start getting an idea of what it is that you would like to see change or grow or what you would like to remove. And so the challenge itself, it's just a tool. It's just a vehicle to get you where you want to go. This August challenge for me, it's just a tool. It's just a vehicle because I want to feel more energetic, clearer, more focused. That's where I want to be. And so because I know this, because I've ran challenges and I've done loads of challenges, I feel like it's actually a way that I have sort of lived my life without realizing for a long time until I realized I kind of go into these very focused, intense, small periods. And I like to call them challenges. But because I know it's just a tool, I expect to wobble over this month. I actually expect to feel pretty terrible for a while, and starting today, I feel great this morning, by the way, because I'm full of that like new project energy. It's like new relationship energy. I'm full of that, but I expect to feel absolutely horrible. I've done a lot of self-development over the years. I know that for change to happen, for habits to shift, you got to go through a bit of a storm at the start. And that storm is filled with resistance. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Don't make me do it. And I'm under no illusion that this is going to be hard as F. But I also know through experience is that one day it's going to feel pretty cool. It's going to feel pretty amazing. I'm going to feel comfortable with this new version of myself. Really comfortable. So as I'm sitting here a year into my sobriety, I'm here as a version of myself that myself a year ago couldn't even really have contemplated, right? I never intended to stop drinking for a year, by the way. I only intended to stop for a couple of weeks because I drank too much one night and I had my head in the toilet and I was very ashamed of myself. I felt very embarrassed about my behaviour. And I just had this huge realization, this is not how I want to feel. I have one life. I don't want to spend any of it with my head in the toilet because I've drank too much. That's a waste of time. And so I made the decision to stop. Being here a year later, having had no alcohol, no hangovers, no alcohol-related alcohol-induced sickness, I couldn't really contemplate this experience back then because, well, I hadn't had it before. But my intentions were to get a handle on my drinking. My intentions were to feel better, generally have more energy, and I saw that as a way to do it. So I know that at the beginning it's really hard because it is. And it takes a lot of willpower at the beginning. But eventually, this new version of me pops up, and that's enough to keep me going. So if you're starting a songwriting challenge, or not just a challenge, but let's say you're listening to this and you're like, I really want to change. I really want to be someone that gets their album complete by a certain time. I really want to be someone that releases X amount of records a year. I really want to be someone who has a social media presence that is alive, vibrant, and really connected to their community. Maybe that's what you're thinking, and you're going to feel resistance at first. As soon as that comes into play, you might feel excited in the beginning, in the very, very, the idea might excite you, but as soon as it comes to doing the work, actually going into it, taking action, which is what a lot of these challenges are, then you're going to feel some resistance because it's so normal when you change, when you're trying to change, it's so normal to feel resistance. And that resistance is not always going to feel good. And it's really important to know this at the start because a lot of us get excited about the challenge, excited about the changes we want to make, and then boom, we feel terrible. We feel like this is hard. And actually, I feel like I don't want to do it anymore. even though I did at one point. And so many people give up there because they don't realize that is part of the cycle of change. That is part of changing your behaviors and changing your habits, is going through a period of resisting it. And they think that that actually means they shouldn't do it. And it's really sad to watch, because I talk with people that are like, I really want to do this album. I really want to have this career. I really, really want it. Here comes the resistance. Oh, and it's like, that's the truth, is the resistance. That's not the truth. It's because you're trying to change. And this goes for any part of your life, not just your music, any part of your life. And so it means you're growing, though. When you're going through resistance, you're shifting, you're growing. These resistance things will pop up. These shadows will pop up. But eventually it gets you to where you want to be. And when it comes to songwriting, my aim is to normalize it for you. It's for songwriting to go from feeling something that you feel guilty about, that you feel fearful around, that you feel like you don't have any confidence with. I want that to feel very normal. I want songwriting to be part of your day-to-day life in a very normal way, in a very non-sexy way, in a really non-like sparkly razzmatazz way, in a very domestic way. I want you to be a very domestic songwriter, you know? And to get to that normality, we have to somehow balance these real highs and lows at the beginning, because we have these huge highs and lows in life, and it brings character to our lives, but they're not very sustainable. Going through 5-day challenges as a songwriter, or even these 1-month challenges like I'm self-imposing, you couldn't do it every single month and feel grounded and feel balanced unless things were starting to feel normal. So what I mean by that is, by the end of these experiences, you're wanting to have some sense of normality. I want to be in a space where not eating sugar is very normal for me. That's why I'm doing this. Not so that I walk about on a high every day, feeling really proud of myself. I will, hopefully, for a bit. But I really want to normalize it. I want to domesticate this change. And so I want to get rid of the highs and lows. And right now I'm on a bit of a high. But maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day, this is going to feel, I'm fully expecting to have some hardcore withdrawals with this. That is not very sustainable for me in the long run. And so that's what I mean by going through these highs and lows for a bit, through these challenges, in order to get a sustainability, a sense of groundedness, a sense of centeredness. Center yourself in a way that you might not even be aware is available to you right now. And to do that through your songwriting, through your creativity, for that to become the part of you that you go to feel balanced and grounded and centered. I don't really like the word balanced, actually. I don't really think it's relevant for any of these conversations, but to feel like you're on an even keel. I would love your songwriting to be the space you go to, not the thing that's causing the highs and lows. And so for us to make that shift, we've got to go through some kind of period of resistance. And that's usually what these challenges entail. If we do quit on these and inside this place of resistance, sometimes it feels relief. We'll feel relief. Okay, I don't need to do it anymore. But after that relief, and in my experience in my own personal life of quitting, which I've done before, it's painful when it's not the right thing. And I've quit when it has been the right thing. But to overcome it, what that actually ends up doing is growing your level of self-trust. And ultimately, all of this stuff, everything I'm talking about today, going through changes very purposefully, very intentioned, at the other side, or even midway through, you're actually creating these little contracts with yourself. And by sticking to these contracts with yourself, you're growing this self-trust. And I believe it's the self-trust that gives us the groundedness and the centeredness and the normalness, the normalcy. Is that a word? But to feel normal when it comes to this stuff. Taking risks, it's all part of life. Life is full of risk. Being here, being alive, being on the planet, there's a big risk to all of it. If you're dedicated to your growth as a creative, which if you're listening to this podcast, you probably are. then that means being uncomfortable for short periods of time. Now, it's important that this discomfort is understood for what it is and isn't, you know, it's important that if you're feeling uncomfortable, that it's not something bigger that's at play. So let's say that, you know, everything else is okay. This discomfort is coming from the change that you're trying to make. And being uncomfortable for short periods of time, that is a risk. Because we're hoping that on the other side of discomfort, we have something that we didn't have before. And we've got to be taking those risks to have the information, the experience, and learn the lessons that we need. Inside all of this, there is an opportunity to find peace. There is an opportunity to find contentedness. There's an opportunity to trust ourselves. And as I said, it's mandatory, in my opinion, to grow our self-trust to be able to go out there and adventure as a creative, to go out there and explore like the waters of your music and your self-expression, to trust yourself. And if you fear expressing yourself, that's painful. There is an absolute pain in fearing self-expression. But in having self-trust and being able to express yourself through whatever medium you wish, and if that's songwriting, that's amazing. There's a peacefulness inside there. But that peacefulness might be on the other side of discomfort for a while. It's a sign that your self-trust levels maybe need updating if you feel like you are scared to express yourself. And I want to just say again, the caveat is that you're in a safe place in your life, you have support around you, that you can express yourself without consequence. If you still have fear to express yourself, then look at what does that mean inside and what is the intention that you have when you express yourself? What is it that you would like to feel? Putting ourselves on the line and setting up some kind of challenge space can be a really great way to move through these periods of fear, discomfort, of having no confidence. I think it all comes on the other side of challenge. So I'm releasing this episode 2 days earlier than usual because this is Tuesday and usually episodes come out on a Thursday, because I want to invite you into August. It's the 1st of August today. I want you to create a theme for the month ahead. It doesn't have to be anything huge. For me, my theme is Agile August. I'm theming my months. I used to theme my months all the time and then I stopped. So I'm doing it again. Agile August for me is all about feeling more energetic in my physical being. It's about waking up in the morning with life inside my bones. It's about feeling more focused, clearer, and just more alive inside my body. And that includes less stiffness, more movement. So I'm calling it Agile August. So pick a name. It doesn't have to have alliteration or rhyming or anything. But just something for the month that you're going to just set your sights on bit by bit. Set an objective. Maybe set some boundaries and just see how that feels. And really notice any resistance that comes up. If we get to day 2 and day 3 and day 4, and you start to feel like it's harder, you don't want to do it anymore, that's resistance, and it's a really cool teacher that we all have. Now, it's not an excuse to beat yourself up or feel bad. And I say that inside every songwriting challenge that I run. I'm really big on saying, look, please don't come in here as an excuse to beat yourself up, because it's not what it's about and it's not what it's for. And no one's forcing anyone to write songs. You're doing it because you can. You're doing it because you want to. So don't beat yourself up or feel bad or feel like if you stop, it's a failure. Because what it actually is, it's an opportunity to make these changes and shift and transcend some old habits and some old thought patterns. And who knows what version of yourself you're going to find at the end of this month. And who knows? It could be a version full of self-trust, full of self-love, fulfillment, achievement. It could be a version that feels really proud, It could be that beginning of you sitting here a year from now talking about an experience that you never even knew you were going to have. So, dear songwriter, thank you so much for listening. I really, really appreciate you. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week and an amazing month of August. If you are going to theme the month, if any of this resonates with you, then let me know inside the Radical Songwriter, Radical Songwriting Facebook group, which is our free community where we all hang out, we share songs, we talk about music, and it's a wonderful place to just be on the internet. So come join us. But until next time, be happy. Be happy. Have a great week. Thank you so much for listening. Writing your songs is a radical act. So keep going. And I'll see you next week.